Where Charleston goes for morning talk. Now, back to the Kelly Golden Show on the Low Country's news station, 94.3 WSC.
Hey, good Memorial Day weekend for you. It's Blaze in this morning with you. I don't know if it still looks that way, but on my way in this morning, the sun was just coming up. There was this line of clouds kind of looked like it followed probably the coastline, roughly. And coming down I-26 eastbound into Charleston, I mean, it was just an incredible sight. I haven't seen anything like that in quite a while. It actually looked like, mountains out there. It reminded me of driving through the mountains. So it was a beautiful Memorial Day morning this morning. On the line with me is John from John's Island. I have been inviting people to call in and share their stories of fallen veterans. That's what Memorial Day is all about, is remembering our fallen heroes, the people that sacrificed their lives, our military members for this country. And John, you had somebody specific in mind that you wanted to mention and honor.
Yeah, Blaze, I do. And thank you for this opportunity. My company commander, Kilo Company Commander, at the Citadel, Robert F. Woodhouse Jr. was killed a couple years after he graduated in 68. His helicopter he was in took shrapnel and he was killed. But he was just a great influence on a whole group of my classmates. And we talk about him all the time. They even named his high school ballpark, football field actually was named after him. He's been around in our thoughts for a long time.
And do you know that? So he was killed in 1969 in Vietnam. Do you happen to know how old he was at the?
It was 1970 because it was 2 years after he graduated. So he would have been 24.
Yeah, 24 years old. And that always amazes me because you watch these old movies and, it's like John Wayne is the warrior, right? And it wasn't middle-aged guys out there doing that.
It was kids.
It was kids. Yeah, so these heroes, these soldiers that gave up their lives in Vietnam, in World War II, in World War I, in Korea, and in every other conflict, Desert Storm, and in all of these conflicts, in Afghanistan, most of the time they are kids. And the movies, especially the old ones that we grew up on, right, always kind of portrayed them as these, like I said, John Wayne, or I'm trying to think of some other, Dean Martin even, or whoever, right, were these middle-aged guys. But it wasn't. It was literally kids that a lot of times just graduated high school and got shipped off to Vietnam. And Robert served at the Citadel, graduated from the Citadel, and then went off to Vietnam and gave his life ultimately. So we need to keep these kind of people in mind, our heroes.
There's one other group that you might want to think of, and those are the sergeants, because those are the guys that are 30, 40 years old that are leading these kids into the horrors that the sergeants are already fully aware of. And so to me, that was always, they always say they're the backbone of the military, but if you're in combat, that's who you want to be standing next to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it just takes a huge amount of courage and heroism to go over there in the first place and be willing to do that,
A lot of people didn't, particularly in Vietnam.
Well, exactly. And for many reasons, and we won't get into all that now. But absolutely. So even that much more reason to honor those guys for making the ultimate, the ultimate sacrifice. So, John, I
appreciate it. Keep it up, man.
Well, thanks.
Keep it up.
Yeah, thank you. And I appreciate you you sharing that story.
Yes,
Robert F. Woodhouse Jr., just one of the names that we want to honor this Memorial Day. If you have somebody that you want to mention or tell their story, give me a call at 843-721-8255. That's 843-721-8255. We want to tell the stories of these veterans on Memorial Day. And as I said earlier, I mean, it's fine to go to celebrate Memorial Day. with a day off and a day at the beach or barbecuing in the backyard or hanging by the pool or drinking some beer or however you want to do it. That's what these guys sacrifice their lives for. And I think that they would want to see you doing that, exercising your freedoms and laughing with your family and enjoying that time that they're no longer here to do. Because they allowed you to do that. And you just think of how many of these soldiers have died through the years in wars. It's just incredible. It's sad, but it's also inspiring that they did that. Let's go to the phones. Hi, 94.3 WSC. You're on the air. Who's this? Yeah, I guess it's nobody. But anyway. If you want to honor somebody this morning, give us a call. In a little bit, we're going to talk to Tim Taylor from the Tri-County Veterans Support Network. They do great work. They help veterans that have come back and are now facing problems. I mean, there's some staggering statistics about suicide, homelessness, PTSD. And other physical ailments that afflict these guys. A lot of them came back with some problems, and a lot of them succumbed to those problems after returning home and leaving the military. So we have to remember those too, and remember those that are still with us. So we're going to tell you some ways that you can do that and help. Among many other things, if there's a veteran in trouble, they try to do anything they can to help. And one of those things is housing. There's a lot of homeless veterans. There's a lot of veterans that are having trouble keeping their houses or keeping their houses in good shape. And Tim in the Tri-County Veterans Support Network will go in and help these people find a place to live. Or fix up the place that they're living in, or get them some furniture, or help get them a job, or whatever it is that they need, or some counseling. So like I said, so many of them return home with problems, and some of these statistics are just staggering. We lose 22 warriors a day, one every 80 minutes, to suicide. More veterans have committed suicide than were killed in action in our two most recent wars. So they need your help, and that would be a good way to honor them today.
This is where the Lowcountry starts the day informed.
Because I like to know what went on overnight when I was sleeping.
Traffic and weather on the fives. The news you need to know and a perspective you can't find anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Hey, it's Blaze with you this Memorial Day morning. Thanks for tuning in. Supposed to be warmer today than yesterday. I walked out the door and I'm like, what? Sure, it was 90-something all week last week. And then all of a sudden, what was the high yesterday? 72 or something like that? It literally felt cold out there yesterday. And then this morning was a beautiful drive in coming down 26 heading into Charleston. And there was a line of clouds roughly following the coast. So down 26 as the sun was coming up, you could see those clouds. And then over the Cooper River Bridge, it was a pretty spectacular sight this Memorial Day morning. And I just wanted to keep in mind the reason for Memorial Day, which is honoring our fallen military veterans, those who sacrificed their lives for our military, for their fellow servicemen, and for our country. And, there's a lot of them that came home, but didn't come home quite whole. And we lose 22 warriors a day, every 80 minutes, to suicide. More veterans have committed suicide than were killed in action in our two most recent major conflicts. 40% of those returning from Iraq and Afghanistan are dealing with PTSD and or TBI, which is a traumatic brain injury. There's 48,000, estimated to be 48,000 homeless veterans. So also keep them in mind, and maybe a way to honor our fallen veterans is to lend a hand in helping the veterans that are still with us. that are going through some trouble. And I did, I've been inviting people to call in this morning, and if there's a fallen warrior, a fallen veteran that you want to honor this morning, I'd love to have you on the air. 721-TALK, 721-8255 is the number. John from John's Island called in. He wanted to honorably mention Robert F. Woodhouse Jr. Graduated the Citadel in 1968, was killed in Vietnam in 1970. And JD's on the line with me. Good morning, JD.
Good morning, Blaze. How are you?
I'm doing good. So you have a dear friend that you wanted to honor this morning.
Yeah. There's a guy, Michael. We grew up together across the street from each other, Forest Hill. And before he joined the Army, after I got out of the Army, he there was some things that were going on, and I'm not going to get into the details, but he ended up saving. Then he went and joined the military and did four tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. And on his last tour, he was an IED exploded and injured. And his response was to coordinate the response to the ensuing ambush. And then he made sure that he got all the injured evacuated with his vehicle that was hit by the IED. And he got into another vehicle and went back to post and collapsed. He was severely injured. His back was really, really injured badly. And doctors thought he would not walk again because he collapsed when he got out of the vehicle because of his injury to his spinal cord. And he walked, but he ended up proving the doctors wrong. But he was always in tremendous pain. A few weeks ago, he lost his battle with PTSD. And I just wanted to honor my friend because today I have a son who is a paramedic and a daughter who just graduated from nursing school, and my son is studying to become a PA. They're both in or going into the medical profession. And they both used their training to save lives. So Michael is still saving lives today. He was awarded 3 bronze stars and a silver star during his service. And I used to call him. We talked to each other on the phone once or twice a month over the last few years. And we've really, really enjoyed our conversation. It was just not just our friendship from before, but the fact that we're both vets, and his service was so incredibly exemplary. What he sacrificed for our country and for the freedoms that we all share and have today. A lot of people shortchange the generation that has been serving in our military. And when you think about it, we have never asked a group, a generation of individuals to fight a war that has lasted as long as this. We have individuals signed up because of 9-1-1, and they're still in the military, and they're still serving to protect our country. And they're still fighting for our freedom, and they're still fighting for freedom around the world, for people who are oppressed around the world by terrorist organizations and terrorist regime countries like Iraq, or excuse me, like Iran, who fund so much terrorism around the world. These individuals have not stopped fighting. And we've asked of these men and women things that we've never asked of any American soldiers before in our history. And what they have done in protecting us is absolutely, unbelievably incredible. And whether, I mean, today is Memorial Day, where we remember those who aren't with us anymore. But there's a lot of people who are. A lot of men and women who are serving. And when you sign up today, you know you're going. And we don't know when it's going to end because, hey, we haven't been able to defeat the terrorists yet.
Well, that's right. And in spite of
it's unbelievable that we have men and women that do this.
Well, and in spite of the politics and in spite of everything else, they're heroes, and they stand up for our country. They stand up for the military. They stand up for their brothers and sisters in the military. And today we have an all-volunteer force, so they do this 100% voluntarily, J.D.
That's what makes it so incredible.
And it is incredible.
They weren't drafted. They just do it.
And I like your point, how Michael's legacy has touched so many lives. You said before, after you got out of the military and before he went in, he helped to save your life. You were having some problems, and he helped you out with that. And that memory and that influence lives on through your children, who are giving it back through, the medical field. So
just think how many, if all the lives that they save and anybody that serves, you know, their community or anybody else, the influence there. Michael's influence is stretching so much farther than he ever thought it would. And I won't miss my friend.
Well,
thanks, Blake.
Thank you, JD. And hang in there, buddy. It's a tough day for a lot of people to remember those that were lost. And what a great way to honor them is by remembering them and giving them that credit of how they reverberate through history and have that positive influence on even younger generations to come.
Wake up every weekday with your trusted voice. You're listening to The Kelly Golden Show on the Low Country's news station, 94.3 WSC.
Good Memorial Day weekend, or good Memorial Day Monday to you, I should say. Let's blaze in with you this morning. 721-TALK, 721-8255 is the number to the 94.3 WSC studios. I've been inviting people to share their memories of our fallen heroes. That's what Memorial Day is all about, right? Remembering those that have sacrificed their lives, not only for our country, but for their fellow service brothers and sisters. John from John's Island called in. He wanted to honor Robert F. Woodhouse, Jr. He lost his life in Vietnam 2 years after graduating from the Citadel. He was just 20-something years old. J.D. wanted to honor Michael Lotz. Michael succumbed to his PTSD not that long ago after serving several tours of duty. And J.D. said that, you know, he helped save his life. In between, J.D. got out of the military, ran into some problems. Michael helped him out tremendously and then went in the military, was by all accounts a hero in his service there. And then came home. He was badly injured in an IED attack and ultimately lost his life, his battle with PTSD. On the line with me is Julie. Good morning, Julie.
How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How about you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I had an uncle that I never met, Lester R. Stumball. He was declared missing in action in World War II, and they have a marker for him in Italy. But anyway, he lied about his age to get in the military, and so I have been, I'm a niece, and all his brothers and sisters are all deceased. So I have been trying to see what medals he would be eligible for. So there is a archives department in the National Records of the Defense, and they get 20,000 requests a week on missing in action people, or military people. So I have been trying to get their records since last August, and they keep sending me little updates, but I have not received anything yet. So if anyone would be interested in that, it's a good resource to... They told me what he's eligible for, but I just haven't received anything.
And that's the Archives Department in what department head is that under?
Under the Military Records of the Defense.
I'm gonna type this right now. Military Records of the Defense.
Yeah.
Well, that's good information to have, because I know a lot of people are doing that research, and I know somebody that was just doing it very recently.
Yeah. Now, because I'm not like a brother or sister or a parent of him, I had to send a copy of my father's birth certificate and my birth certificate, and then they went through all that to make sure I was actually legit.
Uh-huh.
So, but they told me, you know, that he's entitled to like a Purple Heart and something that pertained to being in Europe, and then another one. But with this virus, they shut everything down. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks. But the sad part about my uncle is my grandmother, she was a widow, and she got some kind of a check from him. I think it was like $52. And she passed away in 93. She put the money in the bank because she always thought he was going to knock on the door and then he'd be home. So she was saving his money, but he never came home.
I was going to say the MIA, missing in action. I mean, that has to be one of the worst things family to deal with, because there's no closure to it. I mean, it's bad enough losing somebody, but not knowing what happened to them and whether they're dead or alive is just a certain kind of torture, actually.
And the sad thing is, he lied about his age to get in. So
do you know how old he was when he went missing?
18.
Wow.
So he would be 96 now.
Well, like I was talking about with John earlier, you watch these old war movies and whatnot,
uh-huh.
and you see John Wayne and you see these other middle-aged actors portraying these heroes and these soldiers, when in, you know, 99% of the cases, like John said, except for the sergeants, these were kids out there sacrificing their lives.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. But when you get a hold of this archives department, they will send you a lot of paperwork you have to fill out. And then, they asked me if I wanted money, and I said, no, I don't want the money. It's somebody I've never met. I said, you know, the money should go to somebody that really needs it. But I said, all I wanted was just medals of what he deserved, deserved when he was military. So there was a lot of paperwork to do it, but it's worth it in the long run.
Well, thanks for sharing that resource with us, Julie, and I appreciate you telling the story of your uncle, Lester R. Stumbaugh, missing in action since World War II. So another incredible story. So thanks, Julie.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Start your day with 94.3 WSC, now available on Amazon Echo, Google Home, and on your mobile device thanks to our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Hey, thanks for tuning in this Memorial Day morning. I hope that you're having a good weekend. Also want to remind everybody that the National Moment of Remembrance encourages all Americans, no matter where you are or whatever time zone, at 3 p.m. to stop for a moment of silence to remember and honor those who have died in service to our nation. And we've been hearing those stories this morning. I invite everybody to call in and share stories of service members that have lost their lives that, you know, were familiar to you or had an influence on your life. John from John's Island called in, wanted to mention Robert F. Woodhouse Jr. J.D. called in and was discussing what a great influence his good friend Michael Lotz was on him and his life, and not only that, but the influence it carried on even through J.D.'s children. Julie just called in and mentioned Lester R. Stumbaugh. Joined the military in World War II, lied about his age. He was too young to get in, lied about his age, and then went missing. And they never found him or his remains. So she's been doing some research and trying to find out what kind of medals he would have been qualified for and all of that. And she said, you know, her grandmother was just devastated by it. And that's got to be the hardest. You know, it's always hard to lose somebody, but then to just never know what their fate was has to be, especially for a parent, just an awful thing to go through. Joe's on the line with me. Joe, good morning. So you said your dad did two tours in Vietnam. You served in the Air Force, and your uncle Edgar, you said, lost his life at Utah Beach.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my dad did two tours, got two Purple Hearts. Growing up, especially after I joined the military, we didn't agree about much, but he was a big man in my life. He gave more than I did, and he's just a big man in my life. And my grandmother, her brother Edgar, served in World War II and died on Utah Beach. He's buried in France, and she never got a chance to say goodbye.
Yeah.
So one of my goals is, and a buddy of mine, me and a buddy talked last night, and one of his grandfather died in the Philippines and is buried in the Philippines, is to go and visit and say goodbye. So I just want to give a shout out to them. I'm proud of my service, but I'm even more proud of my father's service and my uncle's service. They sacrificed way more than I did.
Well, you know, I saw a meme online that said your day at the beach this Memorial Day weekend, and it showed a crowded beach with everybody out with their umbrellas and their coolers and everything. And they said your day at the beach brought to you by their day at the beach, and it showed the landing on D-Day of you know, just the hell that these guys were forced into off of these off of the boats landing at D-Day, and it literally swimming, floating, and then running into hell.
Yes, sir.
Well, Joe, I appreciate.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I appreciate you sharing your story with us this morning, and thank you for your service, and thanks to your family for their service.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for letting me give a shout out to the people that I think deserve a shout out. In my life, anyway.
Well, they certainly do, Joe. And thanks for thanks for sharing that. And by the way, Joe, I mean, don't diminish your service. You know, they were put in situations that you weren't necessarily put in. So they had to deal with things, just as they came. It doesn't diminish your service because you didn't have to go through exactly what they went through. So thank you for your service, too. OK.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
All right, same here, buddy.
The Kelly Golden Show, now available on Amazon Echo, Google Home, and on your mobile device thanks to our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Good Memorial Day Monday morning to you. It's Blaze. I want to thank everybody for sharing their stories this morning. I've been inviting people to call in and share the stories and the names of these heroes that sacrificed their lives for their fellow brothers and sisters in the military, for our country. And I think it's important to tell their stories and their names. It's one thing to say, remember our fallen veterans on Memorial Day. Right? So you can say that in passing. But I think it has much more impact when you hear the people's names and you hear what they went through. You hear what their family went through. And you get a sense of what was sacrificed and what was lost. And so I want to thank everybody. I know it's tough sharing these stories for a lot of people. So Tony, Tony has a great story about his dad and then another a Vietnam vet that I certainly want to be heard this morning. But first, we're going to go to Bradley. Bradley, good morning.
Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
I'm doing good this morning. So who did you want to honor this morning, Bradley?
Yeah, I had a couple service members I wanted to give a shout out to. the first one. His name is Nelson Turner, served in World War II, and just coming up as a young man, seeing the way he did life, you know, he went out and served his country with 7 kids he left at home. And his wife went in, and she got a job doing welding. And, you know, just an incredible family, you know, structure there. And you know, just kind of like the picture of the, I guess, the American dreams, American times, in its time. And then the other one would have been, and he, well, he didn't, Nelson didn't actually pass in service. Like I said, he came back and he continued to have a full life at, you know, and lived to see a very old age. And then the second shout out was, his name's Matthew Hennigan, and he served in Afghanistan. He, KIA out there, pretty tough. We served together, you know, and I think it's extremely important, just like you say, to tell the stories of these fallen, you know, heroes that sacrificed so much, but also, too, is remember the parents that, you know, raised these very selfless type of individuals that, you know, they sacrificed a lot in that day, too. And, you know, like I said, Matt, he paid the ultimate sacrifice. He was a good friend of mine. He was teaching me how to play the guitar out in Afghanistan. We don't have but just each other in those places. And, you know, it was just a big, big hit that day. And, you know, every Memorial Day, it usually is pretty tough to get through. But appreciate you allowing me to at least throw those names out there. And I'm sure they're smiling.
Well, I appreciate you sharing it, Bradley, and thank you for your service. And I'm sure it is a tough day to have, you know, lost a friend that was killed in action in Afghanistan, Matthew Hennigan. And thanks to your grandfather for his service, Nelson Turner. And as I said and you said, it's important to share their names and their stories. And, you know, and these were real people. And so while the sentiment's great to say, you know, we honor our fallen on Memorial Day, I think it has extra impact to tell the stories and put the names out there so that people can see really what was sacrificed and what was lost. So, Bradley, I appreciate the call. 721-TALK, 721-8255 is the number that'll put you right here in the studio to share your story.
Unlike the dinner table, you can always talk politics on The Kelly Golden Show. Taking your calls now at 721-TALK on 94.3 WSC.
So this morning, we've been sharing the stories of those who have sacrificed, the heroes that have sacrificed their lives, our military members that have sacrificed their lives for their country, for their fellow military brothers and sisters, for the nation, and for the idea of freedom. If you know a veteran that's in trouble, you can contact the Tri-County Veterans Support Network, and they will go out of their way to find a solution no matter what the problem is. Numbers 843-410-3616, 843-410-3616. That's for the Tri-County Veterans Support Network. On the line with me is Tony. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Good morning.
I appreciate you hanging on for so long. Tony has a couple of incredible stories. Let's start, Tony, with your dad.
Okay, yeah. My dad, his family immigrated in the early 1900s from Italy. They became citizens. When he was old enough, he joined the army, and they sent him to France. He's part of the liberation group that liberated France from the Germans back then. And a number of my family members were in the military and served, and a lot of immigrants came from this country and became citizens and joined the service, and we forget that, and they loved this country. And then there was a classmate of mine, Danny Shea, such a quiet guy. He was in Vietnam and dropped his body on a grist.
I can hear the pain in your voice, Tony, when you're sharing these stories with us, and that's what Memorial Day is all about. I mean, you have somebody that more than likely knew that they were sacrificing their lives.
Oh, he
their life to help.
He saved at least six or eight guys by doing that. And he's such a quiet guy in school, you know. Everybody knew Danny, but he was just quiet. And there's so many people that gave up their lives for us. And I don't think enough people appreciate what's...
No,
I
don't think that's why we're doing that this morning, Tony. You had your dad, you know, fought in World War I, was an immigrant, earned his citizenship by fighting for this country. And then you have somebody like Daniel Shea, knew that he was sacrificing his life, throwing his body on a live grenade to save his fellow servicemen. I mean, it doesn't get much more heroic than that, does it?
No, it doesn't.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, Tony. I mean, that's, I'm sorry that you're going through that pain, but I think it's important to share their stories. And I think that you're doing right by them by sharing their stories and their legacies and in pointing out what they did for everybody. So Tony, I appreciate this morning. Hang in there. And, and I really appreciate the call.
Okay.
And you sharing that.
To me.
Yes. Thank you, Tony.
This is where the Lowcountry starts the day informed. Traffic and weather on the fives. News you can trust and an informed perspective you can't get anywhere else. This is the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Hey, it's Blaze. I appreciate you tuning in this Memorial Day morning. Been hearing some incredible stories this morning. I've invited people to call in and share their stories of heroes that have affected their lives. And earlier this week, I think it was this week, we were talking about how the word hero is overused these days. And we've heard so many heroic stories this morning from the Vietnam veteran who lost his life jumping on a live grenade to save his fellow servicemen. I mean, we've just heard incredible stories. And if you know a veteran that's returned and is in trouble one way or the other, you know, we're losing a lot of veterans to suicide. There's a lot of homeless veterans. There's a lot of veterans with issues, everything from PTSD to TBI, traumatic brain injury. And I'll share this story. When I was a little boy, the Vietnam War was still going on, and we watched the news in our household, and it wasn't hidden from us. And I was deathly afraid that I would have to grow up and go to Vietnam. And they had the death toll on the news every night, and so on and so forth. Well, there was a character in our neighborhood. We lived on the east side of Detroit, and there was a guy named Richard who would wander the streets, and Richard was a character. He was mentally ill. To give you an example, one day I was eating across the street. I was eating dinner at my friend's house, and we need more milk. Mom gets up to go get more milk out of the refrigerator. Richard doesn't say a word. He comes walking in the back door. He sits down at the table and starts eating my friend's mom's food off her plate. And we're like, Richard, what are you doing? We didn't make fun of him, but, you know, Richard was a character, and we all knew that there was something wrong with him. Didn't know exactly what. So one day I'm riding my bike down the street, and Richard lived with his father next block over in our neighborhood. And I was riding by his house, and these are the big old houses with the garages in the backyard. And the garage door was open, and if I remember correctly, it was a 63 split window Corvette. Beautifully polished, sitting there pristine in that garage. And I was like, wow, I never knew that thing was in there. So at dinner that night, I was telling my dad, I'm like, yeah, I was riding my bike and I went by Richard's house, and his dad has this Corvette in the garage. I never knew it was in there. And my dad said, that's Richard's Corvette. And I was like, what? And he said, yeah, Richard went off to Vietnam. And a bomb went off and he suffered injury to his head. He had a metal plate in his head. And of course, he came home never the same again. He never got to drive that Corvette again. But his dad kept it in that garage for him and took it out regularly and washed it and waxed it and kept that car. And so my dad goes on to tell me the story of Richard. Football hero, popular guy in high school. Went and volunteered for the Army, went off to Vietnam. You know, and had that head injury, came home with a plate in his head, was never the same again. And how many people just looked at Richard as, you know, I won't even say it, but in those days we used the word that begins with R, all right, for mentally ill. And how many people didn't know Richard's story? And so I want to thank everybody for sharing these stories this morning of people that lost. Now, Richard didn't lose his life, but he lost his life as he knew it. And there's so many others out there that sacrificed, and that's what Memorial Day is all about. And remember, the National Moment of Remembrance encourages all Americans to pause wherever they are, local time at 3 p.m. this afternoon, for a minute of silence to remember and honor those who have died in service to our nation.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch your show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.